Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. Before we get started, as always, we ask you to do a couple things. First, go to our Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page. Then go to Twitter, follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
And then after you're done with all of that, please go to iTunes, rate the podcast, review the podcast, and subscribe to the podcast. All that does, it helps the algorithm so people find us.
Algorithm.
Cody, what's a motherfucking name?
Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
We are joined by
Taj.
And I am Cody.
2 weeks in a row. This long vacation to come hang out in Arizona and record podcasts.
Everyone needs a long vacation, right? Yeah.
Speaking of which, we just came back from a long vacation, Cody.
Some of us did.
Not a long vacation, but
it's the longest vacation I've been on in a while.
A whirlwind of a vacation. Woo! 3 days of nonstop travel and fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just recently, Joseph and I, yes. And partially by with Taj.
A little bit of Taj.
Sprinkling of Taj.
That's me.
We all traveled to California.
That's pretty good.
The first portion of our trip was in San Diego.
Diego.
For a couple things. For concerts.
Wells
Virginia. And an added movie to spice it up as well. So we ventured forth to San Diego to see the Rise Against Deftones concert.
That included Thrice.
Deftones last because they're much more important.
Well, the poster always said, like, all the posts say Rise Against and Deftones. Whatever, it doesn't matter. And by the way, I was correct about the co-headlining swapping dates.
Really?
Yep.
So I just caught the both of them where they were.
Yep.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, because the one here, Deftones played last.
Here in
Phoenix. Yep.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That had to have been a much better show.
And the you missed a date in between when you were in Fort Lauderdale.
Jacksonville.
Same thing. Uh-huh. And in San Diego.
And
there was a date in between where they... We're the closers. What we're talking about is I thought I read that it was a co-headlining tour, which basically means every show that Deftones and Rise Against would switch who closes out the show. I was told that was incorrect because it was a Rise Against tour, which technically it is a Rise Against tour,
because
but they are co-headlining it with
recent album.
Yep, because Gore came out last year, and then, of course, Wolves came out this year. Gore is Deftones' last album, and then Wolves is the Rise Against album, came out this year, really recently. So normally in a co-headlining tour, co-headliners, they swap dates when they close. So one night it'll be Deftones close the show, one night Rise Against will close the show. Just happened to be that Taj saw them in Tampa, right? Same
Florida
thing.
Somewhere, fuck.
Yeah, yeah, it's that the penis area of California or the United States.
Yeah, America's weenus.
Yeah, it's long. It protrudes into moisture, sort of thing. He saw them
USA
in Deftones.
USA Dick, USA Dick.
Yeah,
Dick USA.
USA Dick, nice. USA Dick. So the Deftones played before Rise Against, and then when we saw him in San Diego, Deftones played before Rise Against. I'll mind you, though, both of them played longer than they did in Florida.
Which was awesome.
Just saying. I appreciated
all But yeah, apparently in between there was a date that they did the same switcheroo thing that we just missed. But yeah, so that was an excitement all on its own. Nothing really, well, besides the fact that it was just like super fast-paced, because Joe and I drove out. Taj flew out the day before. Joe and I drove out Friday morning. Drove all the way to San Diego, checked in our hotel, went and saw a Spider-Man, then drove right to the concert. Didn't get back to the hotel till after midnight. Mm-hmm. Woke up mildly early, both of us just completely dragging ass.
Yep.
Went and got breakfast at a bomb-ass breakfast place called the Waffle Spot.
Yep.
Inside King's Inn Hotel. Dude, was so good.
It was.
I did not know there was a restaurant inside that hotel.
Nope.
And it's like been there for
inside
the
hotel.
Not that we stayed at.
Not Buns.
I was gonna say that's the only one.
No, inside the King's Inn, which is right down the road. Uh-huh. There's a place in there that apparently has been there for like 70 years called the Waffle Spot.
Yeah.
And it was fucking amazing. I had chicken waffles, and it was southern fried chicken, and it was fucking amazing. All right. And it was really, like a real Belgian, like, thick waffle, too. It was fucking
so good.
So good. And the whole menu and everything was themed, like, King Arthur stuff. So there was, like, all the different characters had names. Like, so there was, like, the Waffle King. But then it was like Sir Up, like he was the knight.
Nah, yeah. You those motherfuckers.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was really funny.
Well, the waffle spot has just received a really good plug.
Yeah,
it comes naturally.
That's right.
You're welcome.
And we eat food, so
we love food.
Right.
We do that thing.
You can't
with the
see
food.
Us, but we love food.
We're healthy.
Yeah,
we're healthy, as they say.
Haven't missed a meal.
Yep, not in a long time. I mean, I miss meals, but not because I don't eat. I was like, I ate them, and I was like, I really miss eating that food now.
Yeah. I'm so sorry you're gone, buddy.
Yep. I'll see you in a few hours. But yeah, so we did that, and then Joe and I, bright and early Saturday morning / afternoon, made our way to Disneyland.
Yeah.
To have a good time.
And fuck shit up.
Yeah. The whole thing was originally Taj was supposed to join us,
but
due to some career stuff, could not venture forth with us. But that's all right. He's here to ask questions about our latest adventure.
Absolutely.
Along with Mike.
I have lots of questions.
But the main reason that we were going, mainly because I haven't been to Disneyland in a while. Shut up.
Hey, that's for you, buddy.
Jesus Christ. We decided we wanted to go ride the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
I wanted to ride it too, but I couldn't.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's not in fucking Florida yet.
It's not. That shit got delayed.
Fuck. But I do have Pandora.
Ooh, you have the World of Pandora for sure.
And that shit's pretty bomb.
So we ventured forth just for the reason of going to that. So what do you think the first ride is we went to?
Space Mountain.
Nope.
No who?
Guardians Galaxy Escape.
Yep.
Made that shit number one.
Oh, no. So what's there and how'd it go?
It was amazing. Aesthetically, so if you guys don't know what it is, it is in the same exact building as the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror.
I also still have
it. It's really the exact same ride.
It's the exact same ride, just done a little differently. So the whole premise of the ride is this. You are invited by the collector to view his collection and be the first people to see on display the Guardians of the Galaxy. When you show up, spoiler alert, Rocket escapes and devises a plan to break out the rest of the Guardians. His plan is this. He's going to use us, us being the guests, invited guests, have permission and access to gain, to open access to other things of the collector's collection. And so he's going to use that access to get to the core, which runs everything. And he's going to blow it up because that's what Rocket does. And what's really cool is when you go into the main area, you walk through a wee bit of a collection. You see a cocoon of unknown origin. You see Cosmo. You see a couple other things like the mask, a knife.
Was Howard the Duck there?
He was not.
Son of a bitch.
Which was depressing. I really wanted to see that. That would have been really cool. Stan Lee made a cameo, which is fantastic. He's in the collection as well.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You go through and then you enter, you walk through more of it. There's a bunch of other stuff and you enter one of the, you know, areas that are going to bring you into the stuff and you get an introduction from the collector. The best part is that is there's vents throughout the room and you hear rustling come through and a tail pops out and runs across and you hear Rocket and he's saying, hey, like, this guy, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, let's mute this. And he mutes the TV. So the collector's still just talking on the screen. And then Rocket pops up and he's an animatronic. And he's working on all these different things. And he's like, all right, this is the plan. So he breaks down the plan for you. And then you go into the rest of it. And you go to your area and you get, you know, gain access in. And they play the whole thing up because you have to gain access, what you have to do is you have to raise your hands. So everyone in the group has to raise their hands, and then you gain access, so the attendant or cast member will then let you into the ride, which is the elevator to bring you up to the viewing areas. So you go in, and then Rocket lands on top of your lift, and he's instructing you. And the way they start it in glorious Guardians fashion is he unplugs something, and before, when you're leaving the room, as he's running across, he reaches in and grabs Peter's Walkman that was in one of the cases and brings it with him. And so he plugs it in, so music kicks in, and the ride just fucking goes. Like, you shoot up. He asks you to raise your hands. The door opens. He sets off the explosion, causing the elevator to
drop.
They drop you. It opens up. You see the Guardians get released. They land down. They thank you. Start doing. They shoot you back up the lift, and that's when you get the view of the park, as if you ever rode the Tower of Terror. The
you get to the top.
The thing you get to the top, it opens up, and you see over California Adventures and into Disneyland. And then without any warning, they just drop your asses again. And it feels like you fall like 30 stories. I don't know how many you actually fall. But then when you stop, another screen is there, like another viewing window. And throughout the different thing, Guardians are doing different things. Drax gets grabbed by the tentacle monster. Peter's kicking those little fucking rat monster things from the beginning of Guardians 2. You see Groot throwing shit around and climbing on stuff, and Gamora's fighting things off and blowing stuff up.
Adult Groot, baby Groot, teenage baby Groot.
Baby Groot.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah. But it's cool because it's every time you stop, they show you something, and then you get fucking shot back up and dropped again. And they do it 5 or 6 times where they just... That's
more times than that I remember the Tower of Terror actually doing it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Tower of Terror was 2 or 3, right?
Yeah, and it's fucked up because it's the screen and then just up, and like it's in the complete darkness. You stop and then slam, like go down again. It's just, oh my God, it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. It was just ridiculous.
I love it.
Yeah, very well done. And the cool that, so they changed it. The building, if you look at it, just looks like the Tower of Terror, but doesn't look like the hotel anymore. It looks like something out of Guardians. It's gaudy.
Tower.
Yeah, like it's all sorts of stuff mounted to it, and there's like a bunch of aesthetics. One of them is what you think is bloody paw prints and hand prints,
right,
climbing over the walls and stuff. If you're paying attention, there's so much stuff just littered throughout this. There's spilt red paint that has tracks of Rocket in it, and you realize it's not blood that's on it. It's literally red paint that he got on his paws when he was climbing through shit, and they're all over the place. But there is gore. Like, there's a weird amount of, like, stuff thrown around, and Joe found one.
Yeah, the one
where there's
point.
A table where there's a splayed open body of body parts. Showing you the picture.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, that one part, we're just walking, because we were on the top. Section, so we're just walked up the stairs and on the gantry, and you know, like Cody said, you're at Disneyland, you look all over the place because there's always little things here and there, and everybody just walked straight ahead, and so did Cody, and I looked down over the gantry, and I'm like a bucket full of entrails and a brain and like an arm laying there, and I was like, Cody, there's gore down here.
And it's not like hidden. It's open.
Plain view. If you catch it. If not.
Yeah, so weird. Yeah, so there's all sorts of little things just hidden in there. And apparently there's a picture of James Gunn hidden somewhere. And so I don't know if he was in our little lobby area or if it was another one or where it's at, but it's supposed to be in there somewhere. Mm. But yeah, we didn't see. We were trying to look in there, but... You're getting rushed around and stuff like that, so I couldn't really.
Plus, you're trying to pay attention the first time through.
Yeah.
What's going on? Didn't know that.
Get the whole premise.
Rocket would be prominently right there.
Yeah. So it was extremely fun, and we went on a Saturday, which you would have thought summertime Saturday.
Horrible idea.
Yeah.
Park would just be just overrun, and it seemed really busy. But we waited no longer than maybe 40 minutes for a ride, and we rode everything.
Yeah.
That's good.
And the only one we waited a long time for was the Cars ride, the Radiator Springs race.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that busy. It's just that ride is pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
But they were running people through that shit like no. I don't know if you've been on the one or not. So it's a race. So you get in a car. It's...
You don't get one of those fucking Autotopia.
No. This is like a car. It's funny because they look like the cars from Cars. Mm. So they have faces on the front of them. and you get in and you're driving through Radiator Springs and you get to a point where you start a race and you're literally next to another car of people and you race through Radiator Springs through the canyons and then you literally one car wins, which we win. Thanks to our driving.
Two for two.
It's a weak ass high five.
It's Joe. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Plus we're far away.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of excuses to about that. It too.
Right?
Get your shit together.
So that was fun. It was... That one was the one where it got the hot. I felt we were the hottest.
Yes.
Like temperature wise. We weren't in the sun a lot in it, but dude, it got pretty warm.
Yeah.
Standing there in that line. And it was very, very humid in there. But
little do you guys know.
Yeah, well, we're not ever gonna go to, I mean, I wanna go to Florida so I can go to Disney World, but
right.
It's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm not gonna wanna go there during the summertime.
Yeah. No. I wouldn't.
Because fuck that nonsense. So that was fun. We did all the stuff in California Adventures. Nothing again, just we walked on to most rides fairly easily.
Yeah. Cause then we went to do California Screamin' after that.
Yep.
We
did well, we ran over, got the fast passes for
the Grizzly River Run.
Yep.
And then we went over
we did the Little Mermaid ride, which is
was under construction the first time I was there and closed the second time I was there. So this was the first time that it was open. It's literally...
really wanted to be under the sea. So you've tried three times
to
be on that ride.
Yeah, might as well.
But it's literally like the Haunted Mansion where you just sit down and just go through the thing.
It runs you through the movie.
Yeah.
Animatronics were pretty good in that one because it had the newer style where like the lips moved and stuff to it.
Yeah.
It was fun. You go through that. Then we went in California Screamin', which is hilarious.
Yeah,
it's a real roller coaster, which is like the only real roller coaster that Disneyland has.
Real, so Space Mountain's not real.
Yeah, but it's not like a classic like roller coaster where you're on a big track that runs.
Your mouth.
I'll get there. All
right.
I'll get there. It's not a themed ride like Space Mountain is.
Okay.
Space Mountain is dope. Still one of my favorite rides, and it's fucking terrifying and painful to ride on.
California Disneyland.
California Adventures. Or California Adventures.
California Disneyland. For Space Mountain. If I reach over there and strangle the shit out of you. The Disneyland in California.
Yes.
How about that?
Yep.
Space Mountain.
Yep.
Side by side ride?
No, front back, right? Space Mountain?
Is it single seat or is it side by side?
It's a single seat. Because. Screamin' was
side by side. Yeah, like a normal. Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
Because you know,
oh, like
Space Mountain used to be.
Space Mountain's like we weren't sitting next to each other in Space Mountain, right?
Space Mountain. I know that at the very least it used to be.
No, wait, we were sitting next to each other.
Matterhorn is where Matterhorn is where it's one seat. One.
Okay.
Yeah.
Space Mountain in Florida is single seat.
Yeah.
So that, there's difference there.
But yeah, it's super fucking painful. Like, that ride is all over the fucking place.
But you still have a lot of fun.
It's so much fun.
And
but
you're still afraid
to
put your hands up.
Yeah, especially Joe.
Yeah.
Joe's fucking lurch.
Yeah, dude. The Big Thunder Mountain was like my favorite thing to watch Joe like on. Because there's parts where like you're open and you can raise your hands up. And everyone does. But you see everybody like... Because they say not to put your hands out. Because like... Big Thunder Mountain is very close to many things, and you will lose an appendage easily on there. So everyone's like, and Joe's like, like for people who are listening, I raise my hands all the way up and then dodges them down. Joe raised his hands to about his eyeballs and then shot them down and also ducked. At the same time.
Because you don't want to lose any hair.
This 7-foot tall monster
don't lose anything,
damn near lost hair just starting to ride. But yeah, like the benefit, I don't think I've ever been to Disneyland where there's just two people. But benefit of having two people is you get on rides pretty easily. We got to skip ahead of the Matterhorn line because they needed a group of two to fill a cart with handy accessible people. So the guy's like, hey, I need a priority too. I was poof, right here.
I was like, I don't know what's going on. I'm following him.
Yep. So we got on pretty quickly there.
That's nice.
Because every time I've gone to Disneyland before with my family or friends, it's 4, 5, 6 people. And you can, I mean, that's obviously most rides can handle that, no problem. But being with two people, you don't have to wait for other groups to fill up, because you have those people have four and six, and these rides a lot of times hold 4 to 8 people. And if you're a group of four and the group of six go, you can't get on. You
that
know what I mean?
Might be the best thing about Universal, single rider line versus.
Well, Disneyland has a single rider line too. Disneyland, yeah. But it's like,
because all I know is like Disneyland just fast pass line.
Yeah, we tried it with fast pass a bunch, but because the lines are so short, like we ended up
pointless.
Like, why wait? Like, we got one for Indy, we got one for the
Matterhorn.
No, Matterhorn went right on. We only got two.
We were going to.
Yeah, we were going to. Oh. We only got two.
Yeah, what was the other one?
The water one in California Adventures.
Grizzly River.
Yeah, Grizzly River Run.
Yeah.
We got that one for that one.
Because, the plan was to, like, go and get... we were going to get a fast pass for Guardians of the Galaxy because, you know, according to the app, which is really cool, I think it was like a 60-minute wait. But by the time we got there, it was like 40 minutes.
So no, it was like 25.
It was like 25 or something ridiculous. We were like... okay, we'll just get in line.
Yeah, and like
when did you guys get there? Because I know we had discussed.
Well, yeah, we wanted to get there early because we thought, if we get there right as it opens, it'll be less busy, right? Well, we slept in a little bit because we were fucking tired. So we didn't get. We checked in our hotel, which tells you we got there afternoon. got to the park right about one, a little after one, because I think our shuttle thing was like 1:07 or something. Yeah.
And just for everyone listening, the conversation was, do they do early open or summer hours or whatever, extended hours during the summer? I thought no, but it turns out that they did.
8 a.m. to midnight. Open,
8 a.m. to midnight. So the conversation that was had was, we're getting up at 6 to get up and get there by 8-ish and, you know, go Disney crazy.
Yeah, it did not work out well.
No,
it
didn't work out. But food got in the way.
It worked out really well, yeah.
Well, obviously.
We were still able to hit up like all the rides that we did. And when we finished it, it was still only like
9:30,
something like that.
Yeah.
And if,
especially since you're staying up there.
Somebody didn't get motion sickness, we probably would have gone a little bit longer.
Dude,
Star Tours? Like, I'd been on the one before this, which I don't think was 3D, and I think that's what the problem was. Is, you know,
3D
I don't get
and motion.
Yeah, the 3D and motion just fucked me up.
So then you're not gonna want to go to World of Pandora.
No, I'm going to next time. I plan on just buying a bunch of Dramamine and just like
patching yourself to death, or
guzzling it down. Yeah, yeah.
Because World of Pandora.
That's what they do.
They're the fucking
the is it the flying one?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's amazing. But it's very much 3D, and you would vomit all over someone.
That's awful.
It'd be funny for me, because it wouldn't be me that you'd go throw up on.
Hopefully not.
I'd make sure.
It's because you're a piece of shit.
Worst eyes.
I've got extra. Blah.
Blah.
So kind.
I remember the first time I rode Tower of Terror with my father, because my mom refused to ride it, which is really hilarious. My dad got on it, because... I did not tell him it's a height ride, because he hates heights. And I did not tell him that they would open up the window to show you.
To show you exactly how high up you are.
So I knew exactly what the ride was. I just did not tell him, because I wanted someone to go on the ride with me. I don't want to be the loser riding by myself. So we went on it, and as soon as he got off, he was like, wow, like, I'm surprised I'm not throwing up. We walk out, and there's a guy in front of us who goes, bleh, just throws up all over the fucking sidewalk. And I was like, like that guy? He's like, yep. I was like, let's not walk near that. And he's like, well, how we got? I was like, we had to like walk around like everybody else. And the guy was like, bleh. I was like, ha ha, loser. don't smell it. So, I mean, overall, we rode all the ride rides.
All the major adult rides.
Yeah. I think the only one we didn't do Autotopia. We didn't do the Yellow Submarine of Death ride.
Does that still exist?
Yeah, the Little Nemo.
Holy shit!
This is actually the first time I've been to Disneyland.
Fucking
and didn't
terrible ride.
That ride is pretty terrible.
But it's not. I mean, it's. I don't know. It's not something that you really have to go.
I don't know what it is about that ride. So I will ride any roller coaster, no matter how dangerous or terrifying it looks.
Absolutely.
I will do anything. Like, but something about that particular ride.
Scares the piss out of you.
Just. Like, literally, the last time I went on it, which was when I was there with the Best Buy people, They're like, oh, it's going on. It's fun. I was like, I don't really like this. I didn't like it before. I don't remember even what it was before. It was like Undersea Adventure or something. And then I know they themed it for Finding Nemo. But I get on it, and I don't have claustrophobia. I don't have any of that. This thing, I was sweating bullets. Like, I literally looked, when I got off, it looked like I rode a water ride. So, like, I just got off a Splash Mountain because I'm, like, soaking.
That was awful. You don't have claustrophobia.
Yep.
Is it just the thought of being underwater and a thing that could...
I've been in an actual submarine before.
Strange.
So, and those don't even actually go underwater.
No, they really don't.
They, like, do this. Like, most of the top of the sub is still exposed. Mm-hmm. But some... I don't know what it is about that ride. Maybe it's just some... Like, maybe it's I'm too close to other people in it.
You're sitting right on top of people, that's for sure.
You really
but
are.
But, man, dude, I was, like... We got off that ride, and I was like, yo, was that super hot? Like, no, it was, like, really cool in there. I was like... And I'm literally just, like, there's... liquid draining out of my beard, and they're like, dude, you look rough. I was like, I have no idea, and I'm never riding that thing again. So I refused to go on it. I mean, if he would have pushed, I would have gone on it, but I was like, I don't like that ride. The ride is fucking terrible.
Well, it's not like that ride is just so exciting that you have to get on it more than once.
Yeah, I mean,
no, then that's why I was like, you know, nah, whatever.
Yeah, I've been on it. But the weird thing that still had a really long line even later in the day was that automation thing, that fucking car went over in Disneyland. Mm. It still had a really long line even later in the day. Mm. Like, when it's hot out, I get it. Don't ride it. Whatever, right? Because the whole line's in fucking the sun. But, like, by that time we got over that side of the park, it was, like, 7:30, 8 o'clock because the electric light parade was getting ready to go on. We barely got across through that without having to walk all the way around.
Yeah.
I expected, like, that part to empty out, which for the most part everything did. Matterhorn was fucking barely empty. Space Mountain was empty. Star Tours was empty. We didn't do the Toy Story one, but that was empty. Mm-hmm. Because everyone went to watch the Electric Light Parade and then obviously go watch the fireworks, right? So we didn't, and like he had the map up. We looked at the automation one. It was like still like an hour wait or something. I was like, the fuck, man, that ride's not even that good. You drive slow and it's, you know, super old, you know, but I was like, whatever, we weren't gonna go there anymore.
People are getting on that shit.
Apparently.
And smelling that fucking foul ass gas that comes out the back of that thing.
Go kart gas, for sure.
No, it's the worst.
So Disneyland's still fun.
Yeah, it is.
I go to Disney World all the fucking time.
I'm sure you do.
All the time.
You live down the street.
20 minutes away.
Yeah, see? We don't have that luxury for either of those. But I do want to plan a trip out there. Just not during the summertime.
No. Good news. I'll be here.
Well, yeah, you can go with us.
That's true.
Yeah. But yeah. In the Annabella Hotel was really cool.
For the price that it was?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What?
The hotel we stayed in? It's called Annabella Hotel. Mm-hmm. It's literally across the street from the
Downtown Disney.
All right. And they have a shuttle you can get that drives you right into the park from there. And it's like, $5 or whatever.
Yeah, it was like $5.50 a day.
For the day. And like they just bring you right to the front gate area and just walk right into security and right into, like, it was fucking perfect. And ticket works until past midnight because that's when the park closes, so you can get a ride back. And we thought, we're sitting there, I was like, man, I think we could have walked to the park. And then the next day when we were getting ready to leave town, we went to Downtown Disney to try to find a fucking Goofy t-shirt, which is impossible apparently. Then we found out how far away it actually was. It was like, oh, we're definitely not walking that far.
Yeah.
Because I thought, like, we're, like, on the back or on the south side of California Adventures. Like, that's, we can see Guardians. We can see California Screaming from where we're at, right? Which would have been perfect. But then when we drove that, I was like, oh, no, this isn't close at all.
No.
Like, it's not close whatsoever. Like, yeah, we're right here by the green wall that surrounds Disneyland and stuff, but we are not close to the park. Like, we are super far away from the park. And Google Maps makes you think you're way closer than you are.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, we're like right there. No. But pretty cool little adventure weekend fun time.
It was fun. I liked it.
I worked.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to work.
Glad you were there, buddy.
Yep. You you would have had fun.
Nah, too hot. I wanted to have fun outside.
It wasn't that hot.
It wasn't that bad. The mugginess was a bit rough.
I don't give a fuck about mugginess.
But once we rode the
everything's fucking, too hot, no matter where you're at.
The water ride one, and we got a little bit moist. It started to cool down quite a bit. And then once you go to the Disneyland side, it like it cooled down drastically.
Yeah.
So like it was just kind of like warmish, but not too bad. And the like fact that you weren't waiting in lines for a long, long time. You just walked and it was perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, it was fun. Fun times. I would have never thought a Saturday during the summer would have been that easy to get on all those rides. Because we, like I said, we had plans. We were strategizing like crazy. Like, this is the ride we're going to get a fast pass for. Then we're going to wait in this line. And we'll be, by the time we get done with that, we'll be able to do our fast pass. And we're like, every single one of those plans went to shit because there's nobody waiting for rides.
Easy. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really weird. And it was tons of people there. It wasn't like it was empty. No. The parks were jam-packed. But apparently nobody wanted to ride rides, which is weird to me. I don't know why you went to Disneyland.
To not ride.
Yeah, like... whatever, but yeah, no. It was lots of fun, and I highly recommend Guardians of the Galaxy Escape.
Yep.
Because it was really fun.
Are you Disneyland or Universal Studios? What's your
Disneyland?
Really?
I like Universal Studios. I haven't been to the Harry Potter one yet because I really want to go to that.
Man, fantastic.
But the Universal Studios is to me just too small for like it doesn't seem like we've never been able to spend all day there. Like, I've gone several times for, like, the Halloween stuff, and we'll go to the park during the day. But we can get it all done in a single afternoon and then leave, go have food, and come back for the Halloween stuff all in that time. We're in California Adventure. Like, we were literally planning, like, oh, good thing to have extended hours because it's going to be busy, so we'll be here until, like, midnight.
Yeah.
And we got done 3 hours before the park closed, and we literally rode everything that we wanted to. And it was perfect. Where, like, Universal Studios, like, it's fun, but it's, like, there's, like, I don't know, it's nothing
there's
really
a lot less to see, too. Yeah. Like, once you get to the rides, they're really cool, but outside the rides of Universal Studios, it's not a whole lot as much. It's not as much as Disney, where it also has the aesthetics of Disney and, you know, walking the main strip of Disneyland and seeing all the cool stuff.
What I can tell you is that Orlando Universal, when I went, there's a ton.
Yeah, Orlando Universal is like four times the size.
There's a ton to do.
But I want to go to the Harry Potter, the world of Harry Potter, because apparently it's more themed than anything else. Like,
it is.
With Universal Studios, it's like it's just an open lot, and then like each ride is themed, which is pretty cool.
Yes.
But like with Disneyland, all the different lands are themed.
You go to Springfield though, Universal Studios is one of the best things ever.
Yeah, Springfield was pretty cool, but it was still under construction, I think, the last time we were there.
Yeah,
and like Cody said, the Harry Potter stuff would be really cool to go see.
And like the Harry Potter one, like just started construction. We were there, and the like, Springfield one's like, hey, coming soon, Springfield. We're like.
Yeah.
That's cool, I guess. Because when we were there, the ride was there, obviously. And then...
they had the donut shop.
They had the donut shop. The Quickie Mart, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, then the rest of it wasn't there yet. Like, oh, we're expanding sound. I'm like, cool. But I haven't been in 3 years, so...
Yeah.
It's been a while. I know they've added, like... But I really wanted the Harry Potter, because, like, that whole thing is, like, you get to walk down...
Alley.
Yeah, like, and all that with the shops and all that.
And it's
stuff,
interactive
so.
If you decide you want to spend a fucking
bubble. Oh, I'm getting a fucking wand for
so
show.
I thought about it
I'm getting
and
a
decided
wand.
Against it. Mostly.
My wand has a purple tip.
Oh.
You're welcome.
It's
fleshy most of
the time. But the interactive stuff is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Watching the kids fucking switch and flick. There were some kids there that had wands.
I'm sure there were.
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you, Michael?
Just the image of Cody screaming, running around screaming, Expectro, but whatever.
Whatever.
Looking at my little cheat sheet. Patronus something! Yeah!
So what's good is that each interactive area will tell you what to do right at the area, so you don't
have
to carry around a sheet of anything.
We met people who go to these things. They're not exactly the smartest bulbs in a knife drawer, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Because we had people... Yes, they were... from foreign lands, but did not understand basic directions and or numbers.
Oh, God, yeah.
The first ride we get on. So
Guardians of the Galaxy. Yep.
This is the last story we talk about before we wrap up. Guardians of the Galaxy, right? There's a group of Asian kids in front of us. When I say kids, they're like teenagers or whatever. But, you know.
There's kids now. Fuck.
Yeah.
Old bitches.
They're having a good time in line, whatever, right? We get in the line. They end up being in front of us. Taj, Jesus, man.
Right. Get excited.
The room's closed in. And so, just like any Disneyland ride, they say how many people in your group? You say six or whatever, right? Shut up, Siri. Jesus. You say six or whatever, right? So they say, all right, for this example, it was 3-on-3 and 3-on-2, right? Because there's six rows, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Every row has three seats. 3, 3, 3, 3, all the way down, right? Pretty simple. First group has three people, and they're on 1. So this group gets put on 2 and 3. We get put on 4. There's only two of us. We're there, right? Then there's 5 and 6, right? So we're there. So when you first open the doors up, the middle rows, which happen to be the back row of the elevator, because that's what you want to load up first, happen in the middle. It's very well organized. So he says, all right, row 3, go ahead and get on. Rows 3 and 2 enter at the same time together because they're the same group. And so what rows do you think they sat in?
Nope.
1 and 2.
1 and 2. Yep.
There it is.
Yep, they're supposed to go. 3 supposed to go in, set in 3. Then we were supposed to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Then
4.
Then 2, and then 5, mm-hmm. and then 1, and then 6.
Makes sense.
But because these people chose that, hey, we want 1 and 2.
That's where they sat.
That's where they sat.
Fucked up everything.
So then the people came in, we're supposed to be row 1. They're looking at it like, we don't know what's going on. We don't understand you. Like, and then the guy's like, no, you guys are 3, like 2 and 3. You have to be over there. So then 2 people from row 1 get up. And go and sit in row 3. And then one person from row 3 gets up and sits in row 1. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yep.
Like, what the hell? So eventually it got all sorted out. And then I was just like, you fucking idiots. Like, he points at you and says where to go. And it's not like they didn't understand English, because guess what? They were talking English.
No. That couldn't be possible.
Fucking aggravating. I was like, why? Just follow
maybe
the fucking rules.
Speak the language, but they don't understand.
Yeah. Simple fucking goddamn instructions. You heard me.
I heard you.
So yeah, I think that's it.
Finish on some anger.
Yeah.
I like it.
Passion.
Passion, not anger. I mean, it's anger
call
too.
Call it what you want, it's anger.
yeah. So, comes naturally, we are...
Joe.
Mike.
We were joined by...
Taj.
I am Cody. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Flip them up, Mike.
Fingers.